It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's going on in your neck of the woods if you are taking on a project as we roll towards the holiday season to get your house in shape for the friends in your bubble, those few that you will permit to visit you during this odd holiday season? Hey, look, you know, you're still going to fix up your house because we love to have a couple of folks over now and again. We want our house to look clean. And so whether it's a project that you need to get done because you've got a repair that's necessary or an update or improvement you'd like to take on, there's never been more improvement going on, frankly, than since COVID started, because we're all spending so much darn time in our houses. We're trying to fix them up. I'm doing that. Leslie, you're doing that.
Oh, we're all doing that.
We're all doing it. So whatever is on your to-do list, we would love to lend a hand. Now, there's a couple of ways that you can get in touch with us. You can head on over to our social media pages, in particular facebook.com/themoneypit, and send us a question that way. You can also post a question through our website, moneypit.com, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And we'll take your name, your number, your question, and we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Folks have been doing that all week. We've got some great callers that we're going to connect with for this show. But first, here's what we've got coming up. You know, we're all trying to avoid germs more than ever right now, which makes it a good time to talk about hands-free motion-activated faucets. You know, these have been available in the commercial space for years, and just over the last 2 or 3 years, they've been showing up more on the residential side, and they're really cool. They're great for cutting down the spread of germs, and they really are a good, healthy fit for your house. So we're going to fill you in on the different types and what you need to know to put one in your home.
And with the freezing weather coming up, now is a great time to make sure that a frozen or broken water pipe does not turn the inside of your home into a winter wonderland. One very special type of valve can stop this from happening to you. We'll explain how.
I remember when I was a home inspector and pipes had frozen and broken in a house that was vacant, was being managed by a relocation company. It was a winter wonderland, but I don't think they thought it was so wonderful. There were frozen streams of water everywhere. So definitely something you don't want to happen. We're going to give you some tips to make sure it doesn't. And also ahead, you ever wonder what the difference was between a garage and a home workshop or a craft room or a gym that you can use year-round? Well, the difference is about 20 or 30 degrees. So we're going to have some tips to help. So we're going to have some tips that you can use to help heat your garage so you can find more usable space year round.
And we're launching a brand new sweepstakes for all of our Money Pit fans. It's called the Holiday Home Decor Giveaway. It's presented by Arrow Fastener, and they've hooked us up with a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each to give away.
Yep, you get the tools to help with all your holiday decors and craft projects, including the T21X wire stapler, which is great for hanging those holiday lights. Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. But first, let's get to your calls and your questions. Again, that number is 888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, who's first?
Maria in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Yes, I'm lazy. And I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so spray and forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak. Because you know you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. There are cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle. And for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. I think there's a promo code there for the Money Pit that'll get you 20% off if you just enter Money Pit in the promo box. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I just have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Len in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a crawl space. Now, we've had a couple of real bad storms, a lot of rain. It hasn't flooded over the years that I've had the house, but with all this rain concentrating a couple of days, it had collected water, and I'm wondering what's the best method to waterproof a crawl space?
Well, I have fantastic news for you. This is a really easy project because you've told me all I need to know in mentioning that you generally have never had a wet crawl space before, but with all the heavy rain, you did develop one, because this points clearly not to a rising water table, which could be complicated to fix, but it points directly to an issue with the gutters around your house and the grading. There's too much water landing right around the foundation perimeter. That can happen if your gutters are blocked, if they're too small, or if the downspouts aren't extended away from the house enough. They need to be, in your case, 4 to 6 feet away to make sure that water is not doing a U-turn back into that crawl space. On top of that, you should take a look at the grade, and if the soil is flat, if it's sloped into the house, that's another issue. You need to add clean fill dirt, which is, good news, inexpensive, and you can slope it to drop about 4 inches, 4 or 5, 6 inches over 4 feet, just about a 10-degree slope. Tamp it down real well, but you have that nice slope maintained. And then on top of that, you could plant grass, you could put stone, whatever you want, but you got to have that base soil like sloped properly. And those two things will make this problem go away. It might take a while because it's in the crawl space, but it will go away.
The house sits down from the road about, if you look from the elevation of the sidewalk, it sits down from the road about 8 foot. But I don't have this problem generally. It's pretty dry. I have it inspected every year for termites, and I asked the guys if it's dry, and they said, yes, it's dry. It's only been a problem, you know, in Raleigh. We had the hurricane, and then
right.
and then we had a lot of rain. So I'm just trying to make sure that I think, you know, the furnace sits on a on a cinder block, a couple of cinder blocks up. It hasn't, the water hasn't reached the furnace, so it's not like it's a major problem.
Right. No, and I know that, you know, when this happens, people tend to want to speculate and calculate. And like you're saying, well, the road's here and the house is there. It's really simple. If you get water in a basement or crawl space after heavy rain, it's always the grating in the gutters. Always. There are no exceptions to that. Okay? So the solution is just to figure out what part of that is not working in your house. Okay?
You think I should replace gutters with
No, I think you should clean your gutters, and I think you should extend the downspouts 4 to 6 feet away from the house so you don't have any water coming off that roof that's not drained
going away
several feet from the house.
I got it.
Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Thanks
Good
a
luck.
Lot.
Thanks so much
Appreciate
for calling
it.
Us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Another example of people always thinking that an expensive problem has an expensive solution, not when it comes to keeping water out of the below-grade spaces around your house. Very inexpensive solution.
No, and a lot of it is all preventative. If you just get ahead of the problem, there will be no problem.
Remember you had that wet basement years ago, Leslie? What was it? Was it like a tennis ball or a toy or something? Was it
no,
one of the downspouts?
No, it was we had a buried downspout, so
right.
I couldn't see where it deposited, and at some point it had disconnected. So it was going down the downspout, but was going nowhere underground.
Right.
And so it was literally just going right against my foundation wall. And it was the water in the basement wasn't even anywhere near that wall. I was convinced it was a sprinkler or something. You know, it had to be anything but. Because in the thick of it, you're just thinking it's something bigger, you know. And it doesn't always have to be.
I told you the same thing that we told Len. It's always the drainage.
I remember, like, immediately taking, like, a mat knife and started cutting out that carpet in the basement. We had just gotten the house, and I remember walking downstairs and being like, carpet in the basement? That's a terrible idea. And the people were like, it's cozy. So it even happens to us. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. It's the holidays. We know you guys are busy and you're trying to figure out how to keep your house festive and COVID-free and really cute. So give us a call because we want to help you do all of those things. We want everybody to have a great holiday season. Anytime you want to reach us 24/7, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, we're all washing our hands more than ever now to get rid of germs, but you may be picking up even more of them when you touch the handle to turn the water off. Did you ever think about that? We're going to have some tips to undo that dirty irony with a hygienic home solution worth considering when the Money Pit returns.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, taking care of a home can be a combination of a lot of things. Love, pride, heart-stopping fear.
But yeah, usually when it comes time to remodel.
That's just sheer terror. But, guys, join us on the Money Pit podcast. We promise to help you plan, save money, and spare you from a lot of snafus that can happen along the way. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday.
You can sign up at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast.
Now, I've got Kathy on the line who's got a question about painting appliances. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have an old house with wide pine floors, and my current refrigerator, which is probably somewhere between 34 and 36 years old, is that lovely harvest gold. You probably remember that color.
Yep.
So when I say harvest gold, you know I'm going back a lot of years. So I need a refrigerator. I mean, the one I have has been dying a slow death. So I can't get a colored refrigerator. They just don't make them. So I wanted to have it painted, and I was going to get a white refrigerator, and I found an auto body shop that would do it for me. But I just wanted to know, I call the company that – I call Whirlpool because that's the company I'm going to buy the refrigerator from, and they don't recommend painting a refrigerator. So I just wanted to know what your opinion was about painting a refrigerator.
So if we got this right, you're saying that you're going to buy a new refrigerator, but you're going to paint it in a lovely 1970s harvest gold?
Yeah.
You can get sticky vinyls printed at a variety of places. You can do it online. I bet, Staples or Kinko's or something near you might also print on a sticky vinyl. And you can color match that refrigerator to a Pantone color, which is something that they'd be able to pull right up into the computer and get that exact match. And then you can have it printed on a sticky vinyl, almost like adhesive paper, and you could go right on top of that. And you can get it in a matte finish paper. You can get it in a glossy finish paper. I mean, there's a variety of places online that do it. Just make sure that you get it wide enough so that you're doing it in one full width across the face of the fridge and to carry around to the sides. And truly, all you need is a steady hand and a squeegee, and it's better than painting it. And if you get tired of the harvest gold in the future, you can just peel it away.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I hadn't even thought of Staples.
Well, there you go. All right, Kathy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And I got to say, Leslie, it's the first time we've ever had a caller who wanted to keep a 40-year-old paint color.
Oh, for sure.
Well, hands-free faucets have been around in commercial use for decades, but now they are designed more for the home, and they provide quite a few health and safety advantages.
For one, you don't need to worry about your hands being dirty or soapy or full, and they're also great for keeping the germ count down because you're going to have less hands touching less surfaces. Now, there are other advantages as well. You're going to save water because there's no run in the faucet while you're soaping up your hands. It's really great for people who have limited hand mobility. It's also great for the chef in the house because you're not reaching for the faucet with those raw, contaminated food hands that you've got while you're cutting up the chicken. And then you're like, oh, now I need to wash it off my hands. let me touch the faucet with my hands. I mean, it's really crazy how dirty those faucets get. And they're also great for kids who just can't reach. You just need to be able to touch or wave at that faucet and the water's going to come on. So there's so many benefits of these touch-free faucets. Super great.
Yeah, and they work pretty much like a regular faucet in terms of installation. You have to plumb in the hot and the cold lines. But they also have a battery pack that operate the touch feature. Now, you might think that that's a battery that has to be replaced frequently. It actually doesn't, because it's only powering a little tiny LED light. And so those batteries can last easily over a year. And when it does need to be replaced, well, piece of cake. You just snap open that battery pack and stick in a new battery. It's as easy as changing a battery in a flashlight.
Rudy in Ohio is on the line with a question about a metal roof. How can we help you today?
We had a hailstorm that damaged my roof, and I wanted to replace it with a metal roof, and I wanted your opinion on whether this is good to leave the roof on, and there's a material called some kind of bubble-like insulation that can be put on there, and then just put the metal right over that versus tearing it off or even using furring strips over it. Just wondered what your opinion would be on that.
Sure. Well, listen, while you certainly could do that, I would not recommend it. I'd never did that to my own house. I just think it's penny wise and pound foolish, as my mother always used to say, because you're going to get the best job if you take that asphalt shingle roof off. I mean, you're talking about an investment grade roof here. When you put metal roof down, this roof's going to last you like 80-100 years. This is going to outlast you and me. So you might as well do this right. And I would not trap asphalt shingles between that new metal roof and the house for the next century. I think it's a really bad way to apply the roof, even though some people will do it that way if they really want to save a little bit of money. I think you're better off taking that roof right down to the original sheathing and putting the metal roof on as if it was the first roof that house ever got. That's going to give you the best job. It's going to look better. It will lay flatter. And you're also going to be more energy efficient because that asphalt shingle roof will hold a lot of heat and make it more expensive for you to cool your house in the summertime. You mentioned that there's some sort of a bubble, something or other. All those underlayments that maybe have a tiny bit of air in and maybe sold by contractors as an insulator, they offer such an infinitesimally small amount of insulation that I tell you, it's just not worth it. So I would take it right down to the roof sheathing.
I wasn't thinking about it as so much an insulation as just something to keep the metal from actually being in contact with the shingles.
Yeah, one of the issues that when you put it against asphalt shingles is, you know, if those shingles are deformed in any way, you know, it's going to sort of transmit right through to the metal. So it's a way of kind of smoothing things out. But it's just not a good idea. I mean, you're going to get a better insulation out of that metal roof if you can just go right to the wood. And just do it once, do it right, and you'll never have to worry about it again, okay? It's going to add some value to your house as well. Take care. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. And by the way, if you're listening to this call and thinking, well, does that apply to asphalt shingle roofs as well? If you're putting on a new asphalt shingle roof, it absolutely does. You don't want to put a second layer on for the same reasons. It's not going to lay right. It's going to hold a lot of heat. It's going to raise your cooling costs because it'll make the attic that much hotter. You're just going to get a better job all the way around if you always remove your old roofing materials first and then put on the new roofing surface after that.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you are working on, and we'll figure out how to help you get that job done right the first time. We're available 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. While broken water pipes can cause expensive home headaches, and they happen most often in the winter when pipes carrying water freeze, then they expand, and they burst. We're going to have tips for preventing this from happening when the Money Pit continues.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good home
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We're getting close to the ho-ho home improvement season, Leslie, so everyone's fixing up their house and get ready for the holidays. If that's on your to-do list, reach out to us. We would be happy to help.
Hey, with the holidays right around the corner, what are you guys doing to get your house all decorated and fun and festive? I bet you're working on a lot of things, putting up new lights, looking around the house for things to look really cute. Well, have we got a great opportunity for you guys to win some excellent tools for the holiday season. It's the Arrow Fastener Holiday Home Decor Giveaway. 12 winners, guys, are going to receive a set of tools from Arrow Fastener worth over $125 to help you with your home improvement holiday decor and crafts. Now, one of the tools in this kit is the P21 Plier Stapler. Now, I really like this because, first of all, you're going to be baking cookies and all types of baked goods and putting them in those adorable little bags with the gift tags. This stapler allows you to just go flat across the top, one-handed, no opening anything up. It's really fantastic. Plus, any gifts that you're putting in a gift bag, same deal. You can decorate it right away with your plier stapler, get that label on. Super fast, super helpful for the holiday season. But don't forget, guys, it's a huge prize pack worth $125 with four tools. You can enter once a day, so do so today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Time to get into the ho-ho home improvement mood.
Eleanor in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My son has a house in South Carolina that has a floating dock yep. on a pond in the backyard. And the geese love to do their business on that deck.
I bet they do.
And we wondered what he could do to let them go somewhere else.
Well, look, there's three different sort of categories of repellent. There's chemical, and I honestly don't know a lot about that. There's also sound, which can annoy the heck out of your neighbors. There's different types of, like, motion-activated alarms, so to speak. Some of them sound like gunshots. Some of them are like a horn. And when the geese land or fly in the path of the motion detection, it goes off. And then the third one, I would call them sort of ornaments. And we often recommend, like, for example, with woodpeckers, hanging on the house, like, shiny pie plates and things like that that spin the breeze. Well, they actually have different types of ornaments. You can find them, for example, on Amazon.com, and you can find the ones that have the best ratings. And essentially what they are like sort of discs that spin around, and they're shiny, and they kind of annoy the birds, and then they kind of stay away from it. But that's kind of really the three categories that that folks use to try to minimize the amount of geese. They can be a real problem, so I don't envy what you guys are going through, but that's kind of what you got to do to try to deal with them. You can either use a sound device, you could use a chemical repellent, or you could use one of these ornaments that basically deter them from landing. Okay?
We got pie plates.
All right, we'll start with that. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
Well, broken water pipes can cause expensive home headaches, and they happen most in the wintertime. That's because pipes are carrying the water. They freeze, they expand, and then they burst. And when the water defrosts or isn't frozen anymore, it just starts running like crazy all around your house. Now, ironically, though, the pipe most susceptible to freezing is the outdoor hose faucet, and it's also the easiest to protect.
Yeah, all you need to do is replace the traditional hose faucets with frost-proof or freeze-proof faucets. You'll never have to worry about it freezing and breaking as long as the inside of your home is heated. Now, with a standard faucet, the supply pipe connects to the faucet outside. And, yeah, there's probably a shutoff valve, but the problem is that pipe is copper, and copper transfers the cold pretty darn well. It transfers it right back into the house. It freezes the pipe, it expands, and it breaks. And that is a really bad thing. Because once it breaks, especially if you're not home, there's no stopping the water flow.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember, Tom, years ago I was at Disney with my mom and the boys, and
yep.
I got a phone call from my mom's housekeeper from the family vacation home,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, the water is everywhere.
Yep,
and,
I do remember that.
We had several pipes burst, and it was like a waterfall coming from the ceiling, which also the ceiling was on the floor. So, you know, it's definitely a huge headache, guys.
It wasn't the most magical place on earth, was it, at that
oh,
moment?
Oh, no. I was like, I'm about to get on. the runaway train. Can I call you right back? No, I mean, it was truly, what a disaster. But, guys, it's an easy project to replace that faucet outside, but it's not a do-it-yourself project because installing one of these faucets involves soldering with a propane torch, so it truly is a project for experienced pros, and you're going to still need to add a shutoff valve for these faucets on the interior side of the home. Now, those frost-proof valves, guys, it's not going to 100% say you're never going to have a broken pipe, but it truly is better safe than sorry.
And by the way, if you're going to do this project, you want to make sure there's also a shutoff inside the house, you know, near where the pipe goes out through the wall for your garden hose, but inside. And then just remember to shut those off in the wintertime. And one more step. On the valve itself is a little tiny brass cap. You should loosen that up and let it drain because that's the water that remains in the pipe between the shutoff and the valve outside. Even that 12 inches worth of water in that short pipe can cause the pipe to expand and break. So all these little things that we're suggesting will make sure it does not happen to you. And you know what? There's one person out there that never, ever, ever forgets to do this, and that's the guy that's had it happen. And never forget again.
I mean, truly.
Never forget again.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT to lend a hand. Just ahead, want to pick up a bit more space for the winter season? We're going to tell you how when the Money Pit continues.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21X wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. And hey, if you are enjoying this program, we think you might also enjoy our podcast, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Again, at moneypit.com/podcast.
George in Texas is on the line with a driveway question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about some fairly big cracks in my concrete driveway. Anything to do with that?
So are these new cracks, George, or have they been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there for a while. The concrete's probably 40 years old.
Okay. How wide are the cracks? How far open are they?
Maybe a half inch.
Two things. Number one, you can repair these, and Quikrete makes a number of products that can help. But one thing that you want to do is, because the cracks are so wide, is you're going to have to insert what's called a backer rod in there first, which is like a very small film tube. And you press that down until it's about a half inch below the surface, or maybe 3/8 inch below the surface. And then you can use a flowable urethane caulk on top of that. And the reason you're putting the backer rod in there is so that you don't lose a lot of the joint sealing material down, all the way down to the ground. And once you do this, and if you do it right, then that seal will expand and contract and it won't crack again. Okay, so you stuff the crack with the backer rod, and then you repair it with a urethane sealant.
Okay, what is it I'm putting first in the crack?
It's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube.
Oh, okay.
It's like a styrofoam tube. It comes in different diameters, just to fill the gap.
I see, okay. And then all the smaller ones, just don't do that. Put the second item in there.
And then you apply the flowable urethane, okay? And that ought to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're an avid DIYer and happen to have a garage, you can bet that there are many projects that get worked on in that space. But in winter, that gets a lot tougher, as the garage is that one place under the roof which isn't heated typically. But today, garages are just likely to serve as laundry rooms, workshops, play areas, or even spaces for your pets. So adding garage heating is a task that can become a very popular project, especially since so few of us use that space for, you know, actually putting a car in.
Yeah, now if this is a project you want to explore, the most common option is a forced air heater. You got options. These will deliver instant heat like a conventional furnace, and they're designed to solve any outdoor heating need, which technically this is because it's in an unheated space. They're available in gas or electric. They're easy to use and reasonably easy to install, and they're a great way to warm up an entire garage. Now, if you're using a gas-fired unit, of course you do need a gas line. You need an electrical outlet. The size depends on how much space you need to heat and where you are in the country.
Yeah, now a basic rule of thumb for forced air garage heaters is that you're going to need 45,000 BTUs to heat a 2 to 2.5 car garage and 60,000 BTUs for a 3 car garage. So you've got to keep that in mind by comparison to your home's heating system, because that's going to be a lot of extra heating expense.
Now, one way to cut down on that heating expense is to insulate your garage. Remember that usually only the wall between the house and the garage is likely to contain insulation, and detached garages may have absolutely no insulation. So insulate all those exterior walls, and remember that the doors, the garage doors, those big old doors are not insulated for the most part, but they're easy to add insulation to. You can use foam panels and add them to the inside of the garage door, and they can definitely help, as well as reduce noise transfer if you're already considering a new garage door, though make sure you specify an insulated one, because it really adds a very small cost to the overall project.
Lynn in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with the chimney. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace, and perhaps 2 rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle,
right,
and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like, outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, mm-hmm. and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish, perhaps.
No, because the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're adhesive.
It might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Very
I
good.
Wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had like a super uneven surface. Like I had mm-hmm. a very old fireplace that the surface was, it almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you thinking about painting your cabinets? Well, if you want that paint to stick, there's only one key step that you need to remember to take. We're going to cover that next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
What are you working on this almost holiday season? Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So be sure to post your questions at facebook.com/themoneypit. Just like Debbie did. Now, Debbie writes, we have a 20-year-old home that has the original oak cabinets in the kitchen. Is there a product that we can use that will prep them for painting without all of the sanding? We're going to be selling soon. Don't want to put in all of the time into them by sanding them.
You know, I feel your pain being in a rush and all that, but you can't rush this project. I mean, if you do, it's going to be one big mess. And a lot of times we see homeowners that are just trying to put a whitewash on everything in the house with a quick coat of paint. And I tell you, as a home inspector, that does not bode well for my report, because I suspect that you should have been paying a little more attention to your home care and maintenance by doing things right. Now, if you want to take on this project, what you really ought to think about doing is lightly sanding. You don't have to heavily sand. Lightly sanding those surfaces and cleaning them well to remove any grease and grime. But one thing that will make it easier is to use the right kind of primer. There is a primer, Debbie, called high bond primer or bonding primer. And the difference between that and the kind you might use on your walls is it's designed to stick to the slick surfaces of the cabinets and the oil-based finishes and all that sort of stuff. I would definitely apply a bonding primer followed by a solvent-based or oil-based top coat, maybe semi-gloss, so that the cabinets become cleanable. If you do this right and you do it well, they're going to stand up. You don't want the paint to start peeling off as new prospective home buyers are walking through and opening up and looking at every nook and cranny. It could really sour the entire deal if they think that the first thing they're going to have to do is replace your kitchen.
I mean, and those painted cabinets can be really gorgeous. You're absolutely right. And you know what? If you do a good job, it's really going to give you a nice return on your investment.
Yep, good point.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Ann in Florida. She writes, I live in a second-floor condo of a three-story building. The neighbor next to me just discovered that she has black mold growing on several of her walls. I have walls that are adjacent to some of hers. Should I worry?
Possibly. I mean, Florida is a damp, moist place where you typically get a lot of mold. I think it's definitely something you have to stay on top of because you have a connected wall there. If there was a leak that got, for example, into the wall, maybe even not caused by your neighbor, it could be just a roof leak in the building or something, it may start to grow, you know, inside that wall, and it's not going to respect any property lines. I'll tell you that. It's going to come through all sides. So I would stay in touch with the neighbor and with the condominium association. Make sure that this is properly addressed, which, by the way, doesn't mean the maintenance guys goes in there with a bottle of bleach. You know, one of the worst things you can do is have an amateur try to clean mold, because you release spores to the air, and if you're sensitive to that particular type of mold, you're going to get very, very uncomfortable. So it needs to be taken care of by a professional. So I would definitely communicate that, and especially to the association who is going to have ownership of those common structures, which could be the wall in between you and the neighbor, and do so in writing so that there is a documented record that you made them aware of the problem and asked them to have it properly and professionally fixed.
All right, Ann, good luck with that. Remember, the quicker you tackle this problem, the less of an issue it's going to be. So get right on it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we want to take a moment just to say thank you all for taking time out of your day to listen to this program. We hope that we bring value to your lives. We hope that we bring value to your home improvement and decor projects, and we will be here if something pops up in your Money Pit. You need a hand, you can always reach us at moneypit.com, post your question right there, or through one of our social media channels, or call us. 24-7 at 1-888-MONEY. But if we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. But for now, it's time to go. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Supporters of President Trump took the day today to rally in Washington.
Fervent supporters of Mr. Trump have rallied and marched in Washington to show their support for the president. And Mr. Trump's fans swarmed his motorcade when he detoured for a drive-by on his way out of town. Anthony Whitaker of Winchester, Virginia, says he came by to help keep up Mr. Trump's spirits and to, quote, let him know we support him.
Ken Lorman reporting. Now D.C. police say violence broke out hours later as self-proclaimed anarchists and left-wing groups confronted Trump supporters, first trading insults, then in some cases it escalated into shoving and fighting. At least one incident reported of fireworks being thrown at pro-Trump supporters in a restaurant. At least 10 people have been arrested. There's been great progress the last three-plus years by the Trump administration in securing peace and prosperity in the state of Israel, but Dr. Michael Oren, the former ambassador from Israel to the U.S., told the Salem Radio Network this week he has some concerns about how Joe Biden's choice for chief of staff might influence future U.S. policy.
You know, there are all different types of chief of staff. There's a chief of staff who worries about whether the light bulbs are screwed in right, and there's a chief of staff that actually guides policy. When I came into Washington, it was Rahm Emanuel, and he was not the guy who changed light bulbs. Some of the later chiefs of staff, whose names aren't even remembered, did not do policy the way he did.
When Joe Biden was vice president, the Obama administration made strides to normalize relations with Iran, a country that promised to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. And some are questioning whether a Biden administration would pursue the same path. Tropical storm Iota forming in the Caribbean expected to strengthen into a major hurricane as it approaches Central America. The National Hurricane Center says dangerous wind, storm surge, and rainfall could come to Nicaragua and Honduras by tomorrow night. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The European Union's agreed to tighten up rules for the sale and export of cyber surveillance technology.
EU lawmakers and the European Council have reached a provisional deal to update controls of so-called dual-use goods. Those include facial recognition technology and spyware to prevent them from being used to violate human rights. Under the new rules, European companies will have to apply for government licenses to export certain products. They'll also have to meet criteria that have been beefed up to include requirements to consider whether the sale poses a risk to human rights.
Jeremy House reporting. EU countries will also have to be more transparent by publicly disclosing details about the export licenses they grant, and the rules can also be swiftly changed to cover emerging technologies. Ethiopia's defiant Tigray regional governments fired rockets at two airports in the neighboring Amhara region as the deadly conflict threatens to spread. More at townhall.com. It's a case of how not to lead by example.
California Governor Gavin Newsom last week attended a birthday party for political advisor Jason Kenney with at least a dozen attendees. Newsom, who has riled state residents with his stringent coronavirus restrictions, including telling residents to avoid social gatherings that mix households, said in a statement Friday that while our family followed the restaurant's health protocols and took safety precautions, we should have modeled better behavior and not joined the dinner. The California Republican Party said in a tweet that the governor seems to be talking out of both sides of his mouth. Patrick Frost reporting.
Liftoff is now scheduled for tomorrow after weather concerns forced officials to postpone today's planned SpaceX launch. NASA Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stitch says history will be made on this mission as SpaceX carries four astronauts to the International Space Station. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Pacific Justice Institute is defending Coles Valley Church in Umpqua, Oregon. The rural church sought permission from Douglas County to convert just one room in its building into a parsonage. A neighboring vineyard owner appealed to the Oregon's Land Use Board of Appeals, which overturned the county's initial ruling.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. How are you guys doing today? It's a beautiful fall weekend in our neck of the woods. I hope it is where you are as well. We are well into November now, so holiday season's not too far apart, which means you may be getting busy with some indoor projects. But whether your project is inside or out, whether it's something you want to do or something you have to do in the way of a repair, we would like to help. You can get in touch with us several ways. You can pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, with the holidays coming soon, we're doing a lot of cooking, which I think is kind of weird, Leslie, because we're not doing a lot of entertaining. But
I guess, like, who are we cooking for?
You got to eat, you know. But I think that means we're going to have a ton of leftovers, probably more than ever before, like overflowing in the fridge. And speaking of leftovers, did you ever notice that some leftovers seem to last a really, really long time?
Well, because the other ones are so delicious, you eat them all up right away, or and the other ones just get
maybe,
left in there?
Maybe. But others like turn shades of green, like seemingly in an instant. Well, there's a reason that some turn quicker than other, and it's not exactly having anything to do with the food. It has to do with the temperature and the container. We're going to explain what you need to know in just a bit.
And if you're a renter, you're probably doing that to save money. But we don't want you to waste it on high utility bills, so we're going to have some tips on how you can save money heating your apartment in today's smart spending tip. It's going to make you a lot more comfortable, and it doesn't involve any types of major repairs that only the landlord can do. This is stuff that you can do yourself to cut back on that chill and make yourself a lot happier.
And hardwood floors are fantastic, but if yours are worn, how do you know if they can be refinished? We're going to share some tips for a floor redo that does not involve hiring pros with massive sanding machines that turn your home into a wooden dust bowl.
And we're launching a brand new sweepstakes for all our Money Pit fans. It's called the Holiday Home Decor Giveaway. It's presented by Arrow Fastener, who has hooked us up with a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each to give away.
Yep, you're going to get tools to help with all your holiday decor and crafts projects, including the T21X wire stapler, which I love because you can use it to hang those holiday lights. Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. But first, we want to know what you want to know. What project do you need some help with? Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions online at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Lynn in Florida's on the line and has some problems with wallpaper. What's going on?
We actually bought a house about 3 years ago that is a traditional neighborhood home, brick home, but it's about 40 years old, and there was quite a lot of wallpaper put in the home. It actually was a model home for the neighborhood we're in.
Okay.
So it had one owner before we bought it, you know, in really good shape, but as we're taking wallpaper down, it's kind of turned into the wallpaper nightmare as the wallpaper, you know, pulls off part of the sheetrock no matter what
product
we tried to use or how we tried to do it.
Yep.
So my neighbor across the street bought their home a few years ago, and they started using beadboard as opposed to cover the wallpaper in their remodels versus trying to take the wallpaper down. So I have a question about our master bath, particularly it has a window in the room, in the small bathroom, so it did not require an air conditioning vent.
Right.
It has an exhaust vent, but so I'm wondering if we tried to do the beadboard, would there be a risk of getting mold on top of the wallpaper but behind the beadboard because, you know, of the lack of really good circulation, or am I doing something wrong with the wallpaper removal, or what is your opinion about beadboard?
Okay, let's break it down. Leslie, why don't we talk about maybe the wallpaper first? Now, when you have been trying to remove this, you mentioned that you're doing a lot of different things. Have you rented a steamer before, a professional wallpaper steamer?
No, I have not rented a professional one just because our local home store here charges about $35 a day, and it's not something I'm going to be able to do in one day. So I thought that price may be prohibitive. My neighbor had one that they did order that I tried. I also used, I believe it was Piranha. I can't remember exactly the name of the product. I've also used steam. I've also used vinegar and hot water, you know, with a sponge.
I mean, it may seem expensive, but not when you compare it to all the hours you're putting into this thing. So two things. First of all, I'd like to see you try this whenever, I don't know whether it's the bathroom or another room, but try renting a professional wallpaper steamer. And secondly, there's a real handy little inexpensive tool made by Zinsser called a paper tiger. And what you do is you roll this across the wall before you steam it, and it puts all kinds of little prickly holes in the paper. And what that does is it gives the steam all these places it can get in there and start to work and separate.
Gets underneath it.
Gets underneath it, yep. So I would try both of those things together, right? Now, let's talk about the bathroom itself. You mentioned that it doesn't have cooling, it doesn't have ventilation, or it has an exhaust fan. you know, one of the things that you really should be doing if you're working in that space is making sure you have an exhaust fan that's on a humidistat that can be added to an existing exhaust fan, or you could replace it. And with the humidistat, you can automatically have it run whenever it needs to, so it doesn't really collect a lot of humidity in that small space. I'm not terribly concerned about anything growing underneath beadboard, which, by the way, for those who are unaware, is a kind of paneling, but it's made of cellular PVC, so it's plastic, but when it's painted, it looks just like wood. And usually you use it like wainscoting. You put it halfway up the wall and then maybe do something on top of that. And then Leslie, I guess the last thing is that she could paint the wallpaper, which in this case, we don't like to say do this a lot, but in this case, you've got so much of it, it may not be a bad step.
I have total not favorable feelings for that. I mean, I think in a pinch it works. It's just going to make it harder to eventually take it down later. Mm-hmm. I think the seams never look cohesive, if you will. They're always obvious to me. If the paper has any texture or weird sheen or something on it, that's going to show up. I don't love that part of it.
We actually had one of our rooms, or how the major part of the house, painted before we moved in, and it wasn't until months later that I noticed seams in one of the bedrooms. So the actual one, it had already been painted over, which we didn't know.
And that's making it harder.
Exactly. So that one I'm not even trying to take down. Kind of have it hidden with pictures. But, but my, you know, my neighbors did a really good job. The people that they hired with the beadboard, I just, you know, didn't know if that was a favorable, you know, product. I think it has, you know, it's gotten real popular from what I understand.
Yeah, but not for the entire house. Use it in, you know, in small quantities, but not for the entire place. Look, if the walls are that bad and you can't possibly get this wallpaper off, the other thing to do here is you could have all of those walls skinned with new drywall, not half-inch thick drywall, but you can buy much thinner drywall that's a quarter-inch thick or 3/8 inch thick and go on top of the old drywall. You know, I live in a very, very old house, and I had plaster walls, and in one section of the house, I took all the plaster down, which was a big stinking mess, really dirty, dusty job, and a lot of work. And in the other section of the house, I said, I'm going to be smarter this time, and I skinned the old plaster walls with this new thin drywall, and that room looks better than the one where I took it all the way down to the studs, because those studs are old and uneven. So, you know, I think putting another layer of drywall is not a bad solution either. And certainly if you're thinking about putting beadboard up the whole to do the same thing, this would give you another alternative that would be pretty much the same price.
Yeah, okay, that's a great idea. I know that my the handyman I use, when I mentioned beadboard to him, he kind of, you know, kind of moaned at it, but he did mention reskimming with, you know, so that must be what he's talking about, because he says he prefers that over wallpaper. So it sticks well? Does it stick well to wallpaper?
No, we're not even talking about an application of anything reskimming. If he's talking about putting plaster on or something like that, no, my answer to that is no. I'm talking about new, brand new drywall, 4x8 sheets of drywall, but they're thinner. The standard drywall is 1/2 inch. When you're putting a second layer on, it's like 1/4 inch, okay? And you have to screw it in place, and you have to spackle the seams and paint it and such. But, you know, it basically would give you brand new walls.
Gotcha. So it's actually a new drywall. It's not just going with existing.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for all of your advice and your suggestions. I appreciate the call.
Well, we're happy to help you out. Good luck with that project. You got a lot going on there, so don't get overwhelmed. Just take it on one piece at a time. I look at it like chipping at stone, right? Eventually, you're going to have a masterpiece.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Heading over to Alabama with Sonny on the line, who's got a question about peeling paint. What's going on?
Yeah, well, on the ceiling and on the walls of my bathroom, the paint is just peeling off in large pieces there, and I didn't know what would be the best thing to do, is peel it all off or treat it some other way or whatever to do to it to get that fixed in there.
Hey, Sonny, when's the last time you painted the bathroom?
Oh, it's been probably 5 years at least.
Okay, and this is a new problem then? It lasted 5 years?
Yeah, it just started peeling real. Actually, it has peeled a little bit, but small pieces, you know, places. But this is big time.
Yeah, and when you painted it last time, do you remember if you used a primer on the walls first, or did you just put another coat of paint on top of what was there?
Actually, I just had it painted. I had a professional painter to paint it, but I don't know what he did. I didn't supervise it or anything.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing. Normally, you know, if you're going on top of an old paint job, and if you have any area where you're concerned about adhesion especially, or it's just an old surface, it's always smart to do a primer coat, because that's like the glue that makes the paint stick. Now, when you peel that you're seeing coming off, do you think, is this peeling back to the layer you had before you had it painted last, or is it pulling deeper layers of paint off?
I think it's just one layer.
So this all tells me that I don't think the walls were prepped right and probably didn't have a primer applied when they did that job 5 years ago for you. So unfortunately, you are going to have to pull off all of this old paint, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. So you need to get as much of this loose paint off as possible. Scrape it and sand it and scrub it and do whatever you have to get it off. And then I want you to use an oil-based or solvent-based primer, like Kills or, you know, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore's, a good quality product like that, and let it dry really, really well. Now, that's going to give you a good surface that's going to do two things. First of all, it's going to make sure that the next layer of paint you put on there adheres properly for 5 years and well beyond. And secondly, it's going to make sure that that new layer of paint flows nicely and smoothly and looks fantastic when you're done. And unfortunately, there's no shortcuts here. You just can't put new paint over that peely paint, because it's just not going to stick.
You're in a different part of the country than I am, but what should that cost to get that paint done, that work done?
Well, certainly the cost is going to depend on the area of the country, so I can't estimate exactly what it should cost in your area, and also have not seen the space. But what I would recommend is you go to homeadvisor.com, and on that website you can fill out a form, and they'll find a contractor for you. And in fact, a number of contractors, I think they give you two or three, and then you can read reviews about folks that have used those contractors and find somebody good there, and then have them come out and give you estimates. Then you'll have some estimates that you can compare. But in this case, you got to get rid of that old paint and start over again.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, even during this busy holiday season, because I kind of feel like you guys are going to need us the most right now. Whatever you're working on or getting ready to do, we are here. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, get ready to cook for the holidays. What? Not having a lot of people over? Well, that means you're going to have a lot of leftovers. We're going to have some tips to make them last well into the season when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, Do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might actually enjoy our podcast, too. Now, you can find the podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Join us for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her money pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside walls, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we are super close to Thanksgiving. I'm going to say it's the yummiest holiday of the calendar year, and I'm really looking forward.
I'd agree with you on that.
I mean, every bite is so delicious. And I have to tell you, if we go to someone else's house, I then have to make Thanksgiving myself like a few weeks later because it's never as good as my own. Sorry, everybody else. But you guys, you're going to do a ton of cooking, and then you're going to have probably a bunch of leftovers since it's just going to be your immediate family in your home or inside your bubble. So what are you going to do with all of those leftovers? You want to make sure that you're keeping them safe so your family can actually enjoy them. So to do so, you want to make sure that your fridge is running optimally. First, you've got to make sure that it's not too cold. You need to keep that temperature between 37 and 40 degrees. You also have to make sure that the seal on that door is airtight so that cold air isn't escaping. And the best way that you can test for this is with a dollar bill. You sort of insert it into the door, close the door, and if it slips out easily when that door is closed, that means the gasket isn't working right, it's not sealing right. Now you can replace those door gaskets for a better seal. Truly just look up online the model of the refrigerator that you have, and you'll find a ton of places that offer that replacement part. Now, here's another idea that you might not have considered. If you want to reduce costs, you need to be sure to cover the food that you're putting in the fridge because the uncovered food, it's going to release moisture, and that's going to make your fridge work a lot harder. So just keep everything sealed nice and tight, including the fridge door, and you'll be able to enjoy those.
And that's why you really ought to have a really good set of food containers, you know, with the really tight sealed lids. If they're the looser lids, it just doesn't last as long. Now, it may also seem counterintuitive, but a near-empty fridge actually uses more power than a full one. And here's why. Foods and liquids collect and store the cold. So if your fridge is working harder to maintain that cold when it's empty, you're going to be spending more money on that. So you might want to take into consideration how much food you actually store and consider downsizing to a smaller fridge the next time yours needs a replacement.
Robin Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'd like to get some information about putting down floor tiles. I know there's a right way to do it, and a lot of people I've seen do it. Doesn't look like they're doing it right.
What kind of floor tile are we talking about? Are we talking about ceramic tile?
Yes, ceramic tile.
And what are you going to be putting the tile on? Is it a wood substrate or what?
Yeah, it's a plywood 3/4 inch over floor joist.
What size are the tiles that you're going to put on? Are they small tiles or large tiles?
They're 12 inch.
Okay. So the most important thing is that you have a really sturdy base, because tiles don't bend, right? And if you don't have a good sturdy base, you could have those tiles break and crack. 3/4 inch plywood is pretty thick, but I suspect that you're going to need to put an underlayment under that tile, or to put a wire mesh down and put a mud floor under it, which is the best, because that absolutely, positively will not move. And the better job you do with getting those tiles on the right base, the longer it's going to last. If you don't have a solid base and you start getting some movement, you'll get cracks in the joint, and then you'll get cracked tile on top of that. Is this the first time you've done tiling?
Yeah. I've seen, like at Home Depot, they have that 1/4 inch cement board and 1/2 inch cement board.
Yeah, the cement boards, yeah. And I think that that's a great idea. And in fact, if you put that down, you want to make sure that you overlap the joints of the plywood below it. And that would give you a good solid base. All right?
That's why you probably measure it out, make sure you don't come up a little sliver of tile.
Measure twice, cut once, Rob. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Remember, you can give us a call anytime with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7. Just pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, just because you're a renter, it doesn't mean you have to settle for high heating bills. We've got apartment-friendly tips to keep heated air from escaping in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
That's all coming up next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are so glad to have you here today as we roll closer to the holidays. If you've got a project in your to-do list, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, with the holiday season here, we thought, why don't we get to give away some things that make people super happy? So we've got the Arrow Fastener Holiday Home Decor Giveaway. This is a fantastic prize, you guys. It's a sweepstakes that you have to enter. There are going to be 12 winners that are going to receive a set of tools from Arrow Fastener worth over $125. Now, this is going to help you get your house beautified and holidayed up for the holiday season. And one of the great tools in this kit is the GT300 Professional High Temperature Glue Gun. Now, this glue gun is so awesome, guys, because you can control how much glue is coming out of that glue gun. It's got the adjustable flow right there. So it's not ever going to be too much or too little, and it's going to help reduce the risk of that glue getting elsewhere, like your fingers, which is never fun during the holiday season. So go online. You can enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, and the winners are each going to get also a supply of glue sticks and staples. So get crafting, guys.
You can enter once a day, again, at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Heading out to Columbus, Ohio, we've got Rita on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I was wondering about what I can do about the fact that I had some a new sidewalk put in, and that afternoon the mailman came and walked in the wet cement.
And, oh, no.
And he walked. I have, like, footprint tracks and also in the cement and also in my grass. And I tried to call back the post office, and they don't seem to care about it or want to do anything about it. And the guy did it more than once because the man came and tried to redo it, and he did it again.
Wow, that's not very nice,
is it? Maybe remind him to look where he's walking.
Yeah, really.
I mean, there's barriers up and everything, but he crossed over, like, the ribbons and so forth. And
that's
just
awfully mean,
isn't
it?
That's his signature. He's like, I'm writing my name.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's a way to repair these footprints in the sidewalk, and it's a product that's made by Quikrete, Quikrete, and it's called Recap, Recap. Now, Recap is a patching cement that is designed specifically to stick to an existing surface, and it's really important to use this kind of product because usually where people go wrong when they try to patch stuff up like this is they use regular cement, and then it just, like, separates and falls off after the first freeze. So Recap's really inexpensive. It comes in different size containers or small do-it-yourself kits. There's bigger bags for bigger projects. Relatively easy to do. You just wet the concrete down. You mix this stuff out. You trowel it on the sidewalk. And since it's a sidewalk, it's going to have a rough finish by design. So you could take a broom and sort of put lines in it, just sort of sweep it, and it'll leave those little marks in it so you have a little traction. And if I was you, I would plan on doing this maybe on a Saturday afternoon after the mail's delivery, so it'll dry by Sunday, you know.
That's a good idea.
You know, and this way he won't be able to ruin this. But that's just terrible. But I think that's an easy solution to fix this right up, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you for calling me back.
Well, most of us will spend more on heating this winter than we really want to, but while homeowners can do things like purchase new energy-efficient heating systems, add insulation, or even replace windows, renters don't have those same options to improve heat in a home that they don't own. Or do they?
Well, actually, renters can make several easy improvements that'll keep them both warm and keep that money close at hand. We have those ideas in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America. Now, first up, if your apartment's heating system and rental agreement let you do this, you should install a Wi-Fi-enabled programmable thermostat. That'll let the heat kick in when you're home, but it'll automatically dial it back when you're not. These thermostats are super easy to hook up, and the good thing is that you can replace them with the old ones that you took out originally when it's time to move out. So take the old one out, save all the parts, take pictures of the wires where they went, and you can replace it, putting it all back together when you move out, and take your Wi-Fi thermostat with you.
Now, you also want to make sure that all heating registers or radiators aren't blocked so that warm air can flow freely into each room in your apartment. Now, if your unit has radiators, you want to slide heat-resistant reflectors between the radiator and the wall, and then that can help send even more warmth into the room.
Now, let's talk about ways to cut back on drafts, especially drafty windows. You want to look for possible air escape routes there, and then seal those off with a removable caulk, or sometimes called a weather-stripping caulk. This is pretty cool stuff, because what it basically does is provide a weatherproof barrier against the drafts and the moisture when you apply it, but then it can easily be removed without causing any damage. It's pretty much like a temporary sealant that pulls right off in the spring.
Now, if the window needs to be opened year-round, you can go with weather stripping, which is also good for doors. You just have to shop at your local home improvement center or hardware store, because there you're going to find a variety of easy-to-use weather stripping products that are tailored to different surfaces and different constructions. Now, because that's really the key, you've got to make it stick to whatever and wherever that you're trying to put it. So you have to make sure that you buy the right product for the right place.
And finally, did you realize that all homes have dozens of holes in the exterior walls where cold air seeps in? They do. They're called outlets and switches. You know, just hold the back of your hand against one of those on a windy day, and you will feel a jet stream of icy cold air leaking in, which can make you uncomfortable and drive up the cost of heating. The solution, though, is super simple. You want to pick up some foam outlet gaskets or some foam switch gaskets. These are shaped like the cover plates on outlets and switches, and they go under the cover plate, and they seal those gaps around all of that electrical wiring, and that stops the drafts from coming back in. So easy things to do. Even if you're a renter, there are lots of ways that you can save money on heating and feel a lot more comfortable in the process.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you are working on. We'd love to give you a hand. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors around for both durability and the value that they add to a house. But the finishes do wear, and they'll need to be replaced eventually. We've got some tips on how to best get that project done next.
You live in a money pit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21 X-wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And did you know the Money Pit is available by podcast, which has also been ranked one of the best home and garden podcasts of all time by Apple Podcasts? Pretty proud of that. And we couldn't have done it without all of the great folks that listen to our podcast every single week. We have new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Learn more about the podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, hardwood floors are a real benefit to any home. They add beauty, durability, and value when it does come time to resell, but they do need to be refinished from time to time.
Yep, and if that's the case, how do you know, though, if your floors really do need replacement or just refinishing? Well, there's a simple test, actually, that can give you some indication of how badly they're worn. If you go to a high-traffic area, like maybe where there's a door to the next room or something like that, where the finish really takes a lot of abuse, and pour about a tablespoon or two of water on the floor. Now, if the water forms a bead, the floor is still properly sealed. If it takes a few minutes to seep in and kind of only darkens the floor slightly, that finish is probably partially worn. You better get it scheduled to be updated soon. But if the water soaks right in, leaves a dark spot, it is definitely time to refinish.
Now, if you do have to refinish your floor, it's a pretty big job, and while you might be able to do it yourself, it's probably not a project that you're going to want to tackle yourself. Now, the process is going to start with removing all of that old finish, and that's one area where we constantly see well-meaning DIYers get themselves into a jam. Now, the pros are going to use floor sanders for that part of the project, and even if you were to rent one, it does take a lot of practice to get the skills to use it properly, and if you have one slip-up, it means you're going to be staring at a deep, ugly gouge for pretty much the rest of the life of that floor, or that you stay in the house.
That's right.
Because, I mean, it's so easy, even if you just get off balance, all of a sudden it's like, gouge.
Yeah, well, and there's also the vibrating sanders now, or disc sanders, or pad sanders that you can use if the finish is, you know, not terribly deteriorated, if it doesn't have a bunch of digs and gouges in it. That's another way that you can sand it. So what you do there is you rent these machines, and these machines are easy to use comparatively to the floor sander, which is a big belt sander. Then you lightly sand the entire floor surface. A lot of them have vacuum bags built in, so it keeps the dust down. Then you could sort of damp mop the floor a little bit just to get the dust off and vacuum it, let it dry really well, and then you could put, I would say, 2 to 3 coats of good quality oil-based polyurethane on it. The finish on the oil base is so much stronger than the latex finishes. If you're finishing a piece of furniture or something like that, I'm okay with the latex urethane, but for the floor, always use the solvent based or the oil base, and you'll be very, very happy with the result. And one final point is when they tell you on the can it's going to take, I don't know what, 3 hours, 4 hours to dry, pretty much double that before you plan on walking on it, because it depends on a lot of factors, and letting it dry more is never going to be a bad thing, especially if you're putting multiple coats on. If that first coat doesn't fully dry, the second coat tends to get a little gooey, and that's not a good thing because you usually have to bring out the heavy guns to pull off both coats and start again. So give it plenty of time to dry, especially if it's damp or chilly out.
Paul in Massachusetts is on the line with a basement question. What's happening at your money pit?
I have a question on waterproofing a basement floor. I have a very, very old house. It's over 100 years old. I have a fieldstone foundation, and I waterproofed that with a product called Drylock.
Yep.
But I was wondering what would I do for my floor?
Okay, so why are you concerned about waterproofing? Are you getting water infiltration into that basement space?
Yes, Paul? I was in one area.
Okay, so waterproofing is not the solution. It's not the fix for water coming through the walls or through the floor.
Okay.
You can put all that stuff on you want, and it might slow it down, but it's not going to fix it. You need to fix it, and the fix is outside your house. Especially if that water comes in consistent with heavy rain or a snow melt, you know, whenever it's consistent with precipitation like that, it comes down to two things. The grading angle of the soil around the house, if it's flat, if it's pitched back towards the house, that collects a lot of water at that foundation perimeter. But even more important than that is the gutter system. If you don't have a gutter system, or your gutter system is undersized or clogged, or the downspouts are dumping, as most are, frankly, right near the foundation perimeter, right near the foundation corners, you need to extend those out 4 to 6 feet. If you manage the water carefully around the outside of the house like that, you are much, much, much more likely to not have any issues with water infiltration.
Even if you live on a hill?
Yep, especially if you live on a hill. It doesn't matter. You know, with hillsides, sometimes the water is worse because it comes right at the house. And in that case, you need to have what's called a swale, which is where the grade kind of splits to divide the water around it. But generally, if you keep the water away from that first 4 to 6 to 8 foot perimeter of your house, try to keep that immediate perimeter as dry as possible, you're not going to get water infiltration.
Okay, all right. And don't even worry about the floor.
Yeah, don't worry about the floor. That's the very last thing you do. You deal with those big things outside with the grading and the drainage first.
Very good.
The floor may never be an issue again. All right, Paul?
Cool. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, we spend more money heating and cooling our homes than just about any other expense. Now, one type of system is going to provide heating and hot water at over 4 times the efficiency of a standard furnace. We're going to have the details just ahead.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Do you have a home improvement, a home decor, a home fix-up question, a home I'm stuck in the middle of a project question? Well, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Post your questions to us by going over to facebook.com/themoneypit. Now, Michael writes to us. He says, we've got a metal roof and we really like it, but all of the runoff water from the roof is definitely causing erosion. I put some medium pond rocks where the rain is falling. Is that going to be sufficient enough to stop the erosion? Or should I put plastic under those rocks as well, like making a dry creek?
Well, listen, first off, it's probably best to add weed cloth under the rocks, but I'd also be concerned about all that water potentially impacting the foundation. Another option might be to run a curtain drain under the grade, just below grade, to catch that runoff and move it away from the foundation. This is a simpler way to move that water off. Is a product called Easy Drain that has the drain and the drain tile and all of that sort of built into one piece. You could look into that. The thing is here, you don't want to have that water collect too close to the foundation. It will disturb the soil. It may cause the foundation to become somewhat unstable. In the winter, it will freeze and push inward. The soil will when it's wet, and that can crack the foundation. So you got to collect the water and move it away.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Michael. Next up, Justin wrote to us. He says, I just bought a new range, and now my other kitchen appliances are looking
looking a little tired, even though they've got plenty of life left in them. Is it possible to paint a major appliance?
It's the viral quality of home improvements, right? Once you get on board with those, you just keep going. Yeah, you can paint them. I would recommend the epoxy spray paints. They have appliance paint that's made from epoxy. Now, the downside is that it takes a long time to dry, so be patient with it. The upside, though, is it really is very hard and durable surface, and it will last just as long as the original finish.
Yeah. Make sure, though, that you allow the proper drying time and don't start touching everything and getting fingerprints in it. So take the time and do it right.
Well, there's no doubt that heating and cooling is one of the biggest expenses of owning a home. But there is one type of system that actually provides heating, cooling, and hot water at over four times the efficiency of any furnace on the market. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about geothermal heat pumps. Now, these harness the Earth's warm temperature to safely and reliably heat your home, and it does this without relying on any traditional expensive heating fuel like oil or propane. Now, a homeowner who decides to make the switch to geothermal heating is going to save on average $2,250 per year, and the system is going to pay for itself in 3 to 7 years, and it has a lifetime of 25 years, so it can really be an affordable way to cut your heating, your oil, your propane, all of those bills. I mean, you will see a huge reduction in your expenses. Now, it's really heating and cooling reimagined. It's clean, it's quiet, it's safe. It's also nice that you'll be energy independent. You never have to wait on heating oil or propane deliveries ever again. You own your own heating and cooling, and there's something really fantastic about that. Plus, you feel like you're doing something really great for the planet.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you guys for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that we've been able to share some good ideas, some good tips to help you get those jobs done once, get them done right, and not have to do it again. If you've got questions, you can always reach out to us anytime at moneypit.com. Just click on the button to send us a question. You can also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we'll get back to you the next time we are in the studio. Hey, coming up next time on the program, has your electric bill ever given you a sticker shock? Well, finding out how to reverse that trend starts with a solid understanding of where all that power is going. We're going to have tips to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. If Joe Biden is sworn in as the next president, he could make history at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump got a boost from supporters today who gathered near the White House to show support for his legal challenges to last week's election results.
A week after media outlets called the race for Joe Biden, thousands of Trump supporters converged on the nation's capital to protest the election results and voice their concerns about in some states may have been stolen. The president claims a contest in several states was marred by irregularities, even outright ballot fraud. The legal challenges are expected to drag on for several weeks. Meantime, Joe Biden continues work on assembling a cabinet on the assumption he'll be moving into the White House in January. Bob Agnew, Washington.
The Washington protests were hit by a sporadic violence later in the day Saturday as both sides taunted the other. Videos posted on social media showed fistfights and people using projectiles and clubs, and by early evening, police had arrested at least 10 people, including four on firearms charges, and at least one stabbing was reported. Overseas, several thousand protesters gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence in what's becoming a weekly gathering calling for the Israeli leader to resign. Protesters have been demonstrating for some 5 months now, saying Netanyahu is unfit to lead while he is on trial for corruption charges and also because of his handling of the coronavirus crisis in that country. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
In the world of space, the launch of a second crew by SpaceX has been delayed a day by weather or because of weather conditions.
Launch of a historic SpaceX flight taking four astronauts to the International Space Station has been pushed back due to weather concerns, according to NASA's Steve Stitch.
We were targeting a Saturday launch. We've adjusted the launch date 24 hours later.
News of the weather delay came as SpaceX chief Elon Musk revealed via Twitter that he's tested positive for coronavirus, then negative twice, then positive again. During a Friday night news conference, NASA's Norm Knight assured strict protocols are in place.
If any of those protocols have been compromised, then we're not going to let you near the crew.
Four astronauts, three Americans and one Japanese, are scheduled to rocket to the International Space Station for a stay of 5 to 6 months. I'm Mike Grossio.
Remember, you can check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A fugitive on the lam for a half a century finally caught.
A man who was serving a life sentence for murder when he escaped custody while attending his grandmother's funeral nearly 50 years ago has been arrested in Michigan. Leonard Rain Moses was 16 when he was convicted in the 1968 killing of Mary Aplow during civil unrest in Pittsburgh following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Authorities said Moses and his friends firebombed Aplow's house, badly burned. The 72-year-old Aplow died a few months later. The FBI caught up to Moses after he was charged earlier this year with stealing prescription painkillers from a pharmacy in Michigan. Patrick Foss reporting.
Two workers are dead, a third person's missing, after an apparent steam pipe explosion in a maintenance building at the Veterans Affairs Hospital in West Haven, Connecticut. Patient care not affected, but the cause now is under investigation. People were entering the main building by late morning on Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Hour, a great program, and a great American icon, Tony Orlando, legendary singer-songwriter, host of Saturday Night with Tony Orlando on one of our great affiliates, 77 WABC. He's going to be talking about what he's doing for and what we all could do for veterans with tying a yellow ribbon around a tree in semblance of our appreciation for those who serve, which brings me to also General H.R. McMaster is going to be with us shortly. He's got his book out, Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. He's going to be with us talking about his column he wrote about service and about the challenges that Joe Biden or Donald Trump will face. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're just 11 days into the month of November, and in that time alone, the United States has surpassed 1 million new coronavirus cases.
And another staggering figure this morning, our country saw more than 61,000 hospitalizations in just one day.
COVID-19 cases rising in just about every state. Breakthroughs are happening with therapeutics as well as two vaccines. When can we get them? We'll talk about it.
Number two.
This is the most radical movement in the history of the United States. So South Carolina and Georgia won't matter. New York and California pick everything. The people now running in Georgia are the most extreme candidates in the history of Georgia. Perdue and Loeffler are the best check and balance on the most radical agenda in the history of the country.
And Senator Sullivan, looks like he's going to be Senator Sullivan again. Alaska would give the Republicans 50. They just got 49 yesterday when Tom Tillis won North Carolina. The balance of power. Republicans astonishingly blow past 200 seats in the House, a time in which they were supposed to lose about two dozen seats in the House. And it looks like the Republicans are now one seat away from holding majority in the Senate. What does that say about Georgia? A lot.
Number one.
Every time we file a lawsuit, we do so because we believe the lawsuit has merit and because we believe that we will win it.
Tim Murtaugh, communications director for the Trump campaign, holding on. Lawsuits filed, lawsuits dismissed. The Trump team tries to show widespread election fraud, but while his GOP allies, believe it or not, stand strong behind him, Biden's team chafes and the anti-Trump media overheats. But what else is new? Joining me now is General H.R. McMaster. You got to go grab his book. It's excellent. Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. He gets politics out of it and talks about just what's in America's interests. General, on this Veterans Day, thanks so much for serving. You wanted to write a column about this. It's called Ponder the Rewards of Military Service. Before we get specific, what did the military give you?
Hey, Brian, it was the greatest gift of my life, the opportunity to serve in our Army. And what I had the opportunity to do is to work alongside amazing men and women from across our country who were dedicated to something bigger than themselves, to defending our country and our way of life. And what I write about in this op-ed is that we sometimes look past those rewards of service. You know, actually, Brian, in an Army unit, it becomes like a family, and the man or woman next to you is willing to give everything, even their own lives, for you. And that's really not replicated anywhere else in any other profession. And so I really felt it was a tremendous privilege to serve. And I also believe that our warriors, American warriors, are humanitarians. And they're humanitarians first and foremost because we're engaged today, Brian, against the enemies of all humanity. And it is our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines fighting alongside partners across the world who are protecting us, you know, from another devastating attack like we saw on September 11th, 2001.
Right. Of course, General McMaster had everything to do with the success we had in Iraq and the surge as well, and Afghanistan, how we get out. So just real quick, are you the president, you know, President Trump, you know, are you surprised he's still fighting and exploring as the votes get tallied, his chances of winning still? Does it surprise you he's holding out a week later?
No, it doesn't. And of course, as you've covered, others have covered, but you don't hear it too much in other media, is that this is very similar to what Al Gore did, right? I mean, he's, you know, the president is an extremely competitive person, and it's not surprising that he would, you know, pursue all avenues to ensure that he contests this election in every way. But I think what Americans should recognize is that that's okay, right? We have a system in place. We have the judicial system and an adjudicative process that's ongoing. And those who have been raising, you know, these fears, you know, will the president leave and so forth, you know, our founders, when they set up our Constitution, they made it so that the executive branch, the president, actually has no role in the transition. And whereas, you know, the campaign can file these lawsuits, that's okay. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the American people who voted. And you know, if there weren't enough electoral votes, it would go to the Congress, but that's not going to be necessary.
It's just one poll, but it's the Morning Consult poll, and it's so lopsided, I think I can share it, even though we're all shy about looking at polls these days. Republicans were asked, do you believe the 2020 election was free and fair? Only 26% said yes. Another question. Among Republicans who believe the election wasn't fair and free, 78% say mail-in voting led to widespread voter fraud. And that is the first time we had massive mail-in balloting. But that's got to bother you a little bit because you're about red, white, and blue, not red and blue.
Yeah, it does bother me, Brian, because I know that we took a lot of steps to make sure that our electoral process was secure. You know, where this is back when I was serving in the White House.
Sure.
And I have complete confidence in our electoral system and the sanctity of our election. And when you look at these, you know, at these counts, right? Some of them were, you know, were contested, like in Pennsylvania. I think that